This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Polls are open in St. James North as residents vote to elect their new Member of Parliament. Chairman of the EBC says they're ready for today's by-election. The Court of Appeal to rule on disciplinary action against attorney Vonda Pyle. The NUPW challenges the CEO of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital statement on staff shortage, and the UK government suspends free trade talks with Israel over the Gaza war. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The polls are open for the St. James North by-election, where over 8,000 residents are eligible to cast their ballots in 18 polling stations throughout the constituency. Early reports suggest there are long lines of people waiting to vote following what has been a hot campaign between the ruling Barbados Labour Party, hopeful of retaining the seat with Chad Blackman, while the Democratic Labour Party hopes to create an upset and increase their number in the Parliament with Felicia Dujon. Independent candidates Alex Mitchell and Stephanie Williams are also hopeful to secure victory for their respective parties. Starcom Network News spoke to voters who came out early to cast their ballot at the St. Albans Primary School.
Oh, it went through quite smoothly, very easy, and that proves it's good to be early. In and out, no problems.
Honestly, I've done it 3 times before, but what I will say is that they would just need to be a tiny bit more organized. But otherwise, it went well.
As an educator for over 45 years, being early for any event is part of my mechanism. So therefore, being early today and exercising my constitutional right is also part of my mechanism.
Actually, this is my first time voting in St. James North. We've been resident from the past year or so. We'd have been registered here. But nevertheless, following the political campaigns, they've been going relatively strong, both of them. It'd be interesting to see what the turnout would be.
I feel the best man I've ever been, so I just know coming down to place my vote today, so I see what the outcome after this.
Voters who cast their ballots in the St. James North by-election. Meantime, Chairman of the Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Ramon Allen, tells Starcom Network News they're ready for today's poll.
The Electoral Boundaries Commission is in a good position in relation to the readiness for by-election in St. James North. The officers are ready. Officers are set and appropriately identified for each station in terms of the obligations that are necessary. The polling stations have been reviewed and double-checked and are in order, and the process has been flowing very smoothly.
Chairman of the Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Ramon Allen. And in other news, the Court of Appeal will this morning hear the recommendations of the Disciplinary Committee of the Barbados Bar Association regarding a finding of professional misconduct against attorney at law Vonda Pyle. The court will determine what disciplinary sanctions, if any, should be imposed on Ms. Pyle, who resumed legal practice after serving a 3-year prison sentence for theft. Ms. Pyle, an attorney for nearly 30 years, was found guilty of stealing approximately $200,000 from a client between April 2009 and October 2010. Although she was initially acquitted of money laundering, she was later convicted of theft. Possible outcomes include dismissal of the application, a reprimand, suspension, or disbarment. The head of the Nurses Committee of the National Union of Public Workers hits back at assertions made by the chief executive officer of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Neil Clark, that nursing levels are strong. Mr. Clark told journalists at a recent media briefing that their turnover rate is very low and that he does not recognize the high level of migration of nurses overseas. Speaking with Starcom Network News, chair of the committee, Michelle Marshall, highlighted the challenges nurses experience, especially at night.
While we acknowledge your comments and welcome any efforts to improve the state of nursing, it is important to clarify the lived reality that's experienced daily by nurses on the ground. Contrary to the assertion that there's no understaffing, our members are constantly reporting unsafe nurse-to-patient ratios, particularly during the night duty and the evening duty, leading to increased risk for both patients and nurses. Fatigue, burnout, and moral distress are on the rise, which are impacting the quality of care and leading to poor levels of staff retention. Efforts to strengthen nursing must include immediate and transparent actions. Nurses are not only being stretched beyond capacity, but they are also being deeply, deeply concerned by their voices are not being heard. The result is a decline in morale, which is leading to increased sick leave and a growing disinterest, and leading to resigning and migrating.
They called for dialogue with management at the hospital.
We request a seat at the table in all conversations regarding nursing, as no sustainable solution is possible without the input of nurses, particularly nurses that are on the ground. We urge leadership to engage with the union and the nurses committee in open dialogue. We have proposals, data, and frontline insight that can support realistic and timely improvement. Ignoring these concerns puts both staff and patients at risk. We stand committed, the NUPW, to working with the hospital administration to create a safe, supportive, and professional environment for all healthcare staff and the communities of which we serve.
Chair of the Nurses Committee of the NUPW, Michelle Marshall. The Friends of Democracy calls for greater protection over this country's senior citizens following the recent brazen daylight attack on Jeffrey Barrow on Belmont Road, St. Michael. In a statement, its chairman, Karina Goodridge, said the group is extremely disturbed by the incident and calls on government to take immediate action to stem the tide of violence.
Increase the police presence in vulnerable areas, especially near financial institutions. This is something done in our neighboring country like Trinidad. Implement and support neighborhood watch and senior escort programs. Invest in community policing strategies and better surveillance systems. Strengthen the penalties for crimes targeting senior citizens.
Chairman of the Friends of Democracy, Karina Goodridge. Vice President at Sagicor Asset Management, Dexter Moe, says retirement planning must be reimagined to reflect today's economic realities and workplace changes. Moe was speaking during the Sagicor Investor Summit 2025 held at Hilton Barbados Resort. He says with aging populations and economic uncertainty, traditional pension models are no longer sufficient, and has called for modern pension systems that give people control over their retirement future.
Retirement security is a critical societal challenge. The evolving workforce, aging populations, and economic volatility compel us to rethink pension structures. Modernizing national insurance schemes and expanding private pension plans is paramount. By integrating flexibility, transparency, and portability into pension solutions, we empower individuals to achieve sustainable financial independence.
He also called for stronger collaboration with policymakers to ensure pension reform meets the needs of tomorrow's retirees.
Collaborating with policymakers and industry stakeholders, we aim to create pension systems that are resilient, adaptable, and capable of meeting the diverse needs of our communities. The future of investment management is promising, but not without challenge. It demands innovation, adaptability, and a profound commitment to sustainable growth.
Vice President at Sagicor Asset Management, Dexter Moe. And finally, the British government says it will suspend new free trade negotiations with Israel due to its military conduct in the war on Gaza, where hundreds of Palestinians have been killed in recent days under bombardment. A new ground offensive has been launched and starvation is widespread. This comes as the European Union voted to review its trade cooperation deal with Israel. The actions came a day after the UK, France, and Canada condemned Israel's handling of the war in Gaza and assaults and raids in the West Bank. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer ramped up his pointed criticism of Israel on Tuesday, saying the level of suffering by children in Gaza was utterly intolerable, and repeated his call for a ceasefire. Recapping the headlines. Polls are open in St. James North as residents vote to elect their new Member of Parliament. Chairman of the Electoral and Boundaries Commission says they're ready for today's by-election. NUPW challenges the CEO of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital statement on staff shortage. And the UK government suspends free trade talks with Israel over Gaza war. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.